This shiur has been brought to you from the Sharim Audio Library. For information about Sharim or to order additional CDs, please visit our website, www.sharim.com, or email sharim@sharim.com. Thank you for making Sharim part of your continual learning experience.
I want to teach the Medrash today. I want to teach the implications of the Medrash. But first I want to, actually I have to look at it, but I want to give it a little introduction by looking at the pasuk that the Medrash plays with. The pasuk is from Yeshayahu, and it says the following, but Tomer Tzion speaks. It's the personification of the Jewish people, speaks. It says, Azavani Hashem, Hashem Shechachini. Hashem has abandoned me, and Hashem has forgotten me. This is how we feel in Golus. We feel in exile. Hashem has abandoned me, Hashem has forgotten me. Hatishkach isha ula. Could a woman forget her nursing child? Meirechem ben bivna, the child that comes from her womb. In other words, Hashem says, how could I forget you? You're my child, you're my baby, I carried you, I nursed you. Gam eila tishkachna. He goes on to say, these I will forget. Ba'anochi lo eshkachech, but I will not forget you. And we're not quite sure, like, what does it mean that God forgets? Does God forget? How does God decide what he forgets and what he doesn't forget? These I forget, but these I do not forget, I do not forget you. So I have a lot of questions on the pasuk, because obviously also Hashem doesn't forget, so forget here has to mean something a little different. And the word Anochi, we're going to focus on that a little bit more in the Medrash. I translated it shot, the Anochi lo eshkachech, I will not forget you. But of course, whenever you see the word Anochi, right away, what are you thinking? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? So we're going to look at the Medrash. So, Medrash is in Barachos. Batomer Tzion, and Tzion says, Azavani Hashem, Hashem Shechacheni, Hashem has forgotten me, Hashem has abandoned me, Hashem has forgotten me. And the Gemara asks the question, Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shechucha. Which one is it? Are we abandoned, or are we forgotten? It's not, like what, there's two different things, abandoned, forgotten. By the way, I didn't say this in the beginning, but this is Shir alert with the Feinberger for Shir. Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Knesset Yisrael, the gathering of Israel, says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Nest of the Universe, Adam Naseh Isha, when a man gets married, like we're talking here a second marriage, Al Ishto Rishona Zocher, he still remembers his first wife. Maseh HaRishona, Zocher Maseh HaRishona, Atah Zavtani, but you Hashem, Azavtani, you abandoned us, the Shechachem, you forgot us. We feel like you forgot your first wife, you forgot the Jewish people. You know, a man marries a second time, his wife dies, and the second time, he doesn't forget his first wife. But Hashem, it feels to us in Golas as if we're not only abandoned, not only divorced, but you've forgotten who we were. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers me, says the following words, very poignant. Biti, my daughter. See how he dresses us? My daughter. Shnem asem azalot barati barakia, that I have created 12 constellations in the sky. V'yokol mazal umazal barati lo shloshim chil. And on every single one of those 30, those constellations, I've created 30 hosts. V'yokol chil v'chil barati lo shloshim legion. And on every single one of those hosts, I've created 30 legions. V'yokol legion v'legion barati lo shloshim raton. And each one of those legions, I have created 30 manifolds. These, by the way, are all military terms, Roman military terms. But the idea is, I created a very complicated, complex universe. Right? It goes on there. And every raton I've created 30 karton. And every karton I created 30 gistara. And on every gistara, talitibo, on the bottom, like two, four, six lines down, gistara, talitilo, I hung on each gistara, each, what's that called in English? It says here, manifold. I don't even know what it means in English. Barati, Taliti bo, I hung on it. Shalosh mail to shishim v'chamisha alfei ribo v'kochavim. I have hung on each of those 365 tens of thousands of stars. Kineged yimot hachamat, juxtaposed to the days of the sun. The kulan lo barati ela bishvilech. And all of them I only created for you. V'atamart, and you say to me, azavtani v'shichachtani, you've abandoned me, you've forgotten me. I created a universe for you, Jewish people, for Knesset Yisrael, for you, and you think I forgot you? You think I abandoned you? Atishkach Sha'ula? Could a woman forget her nursing child? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Klum Ishkach Olot Eilim Upitre Rachamim Shikrat Telefanim Amidbar. It's a little bit of a pun on Ula. Ula is a nursing child, but an Ola is a sacrifice. He says, would I ever have forgotten the sacrifices that you gave me in the desert? You followed me, you know, Lech Techacharai Bamidbar. You followed me in the desert, the Eretz Lo Zrua, in a land that wasn't. You trusted me. Would I ever forget our first love, our first connection? Could I ever forget our first relationship, Kol Yisrael, the very beginning of our romance? Could I forget that? Amar lefanav, so the Jewish people answered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. Ho'il ve'ein shichacha. Okay, you say there's no forgetting. Since there is no forgetting, b'fnei kisei hakavod, since Hashem's throne never forgets anything. Shema lo tishkach li maseh egel. Maybe you also won't forget that I sinned the golden calf, you know. Okay, you have a good memory, God, we got that. But maybe you also remember when we sinned. Amar lo, he said to, so God answered Knesset Yisrael, he answered the Jewish people, Gam eila tishkach. Now, those I forget. Your sins I forget. Amar lefanav, she said to him, so we answered, the Jewish people answered, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Ho'il v'yeshichacha v'knei kisei kvodecha. Since there really is forgetting before your throne, since you do forget, Shema tishkach li masa sinai, maybe you'll forget how we what happened at Sinai, that we said Naseh v'nishma, we accept, we'll do whatever you want, we'll be your servants. Maybe you'll forget that. Maybe there's a possibility, Hashem, that one day you will abandon us. You'll forget the loyalty we had for you and the love we had for you. And then God answers, Amar lo, va'anochi lo eshkachech. I will never forget the anochi. I will never forget when I said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. I'll never forget that. And you said, Na'aseh v'nishma. That is something I will never forget. Sin, I will forget. The Egel Zahav, I'll forget. And we're beginning to the sin of forgetting isn't forgetting. Forgetting is a relationship. You know, I'll put it aside. I'll ignore it. I'll ignore the sin. But the relationship, I will never ignore. You will always be mine. We will always be connected. So this kind of agrees with what Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, my Yathiv, that says, Gam Eila Tishkach, now that in our first verse, if we look back at the first verse in Yeshayahu, when God says, Eila Gam Eila Tishkachna, these I will forget. Right? What's it talking about? Eila Tishkachna refers to Zen Masei Egel. I will forget the deed of the golden calf. I'll forget your sin. And when it says in our pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Va'anochi lo ashkacheh," but I will never forget Anochi. I will never forget when you accepted the Torah, the Levecha ki ishecha, like one person, one heart. That we have a relationship that stands forever. There's no forgetting of that. There's no abandonment. There's never an abandonment. So we're beginning to understand the religion of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, although there is sin, the sin is quote unquote forgotten, and although and the relationship at Sinai will always be the internal essence of our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, even when we sin. Okay, I want to look at one more medrash. Find what I want to say. be here. Is it here? Yes. Number four. Shira Shirim Rabba. In the time when Israel heard, when they heard God saying the Ten Commandments, when he heard the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha, those first three words, I am the Lord your God, when they heard that, Nitka Talmud Torah Belibab, the Torah was stuck in their heart, V'hayu L'medim V'lo Hayu Mishachachim, and they learned but never forgot. So again we have that word forgot. You know, what they learned and never forgot. But we have the word, they never forgot, in conjunction with the word stuck. It's stuck in their heart. Like, it's like you can never get rid of it. They never forgot. Although, we do see the Jews forget. We do see that we forget. So what does it mean, nitka? It's stuck and never forgot. So God has a forgetting, and we had a sense from God's forgetting is he puts aside, he doesn't look, that's not his relationship with us. And he remembers that which is the essence of a relationship. And here it's a similar thing. It stuck when the moment that we heard those words, Anochi Shem Elokecha, there's something intrinsic in our essence that we can never get rid of. You can never stop being Jewish. You can try. Yeah, and people do. But you're stuck. It's there somewhere. It's never forgotten. I don't know. I guess if you ask some assimilated Jews, they'll say, I don't remember, and I forgot. But really, it's stuck. It's somewhere. Deep inside. We'll talk about it a little bit more soon. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit what Matan Torah is and why it's so that we're stuck, that God's stuck, that we're never abandoned, that's the intrinsic relation of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So if I look at source number three, Shmos Yotet. Yes, Shmos Yotet. B'chodesh ha-shlishi latzeit b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. On the third day when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Bayom Ahu Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai, on that day they came to the desert of Sinai. You'll notice that the word came, Ba'u, is plural. Pasuk Bet, Bayisham Refidim, again plural, they traveled from Vim, Refidim, Bayavo'u Midbar Sinai, again plural, they came to the desert of Sinai, Bayachanuba Midbar, again plural, they camped in the desert, and now, Bayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'am, Neged Ahar, that Israel camped opposite the mountain, and there the word Vayichan is singular. You can't help but miss. You have four words in a row that are plural, and then you have a Vayichan, a singular. And says Rashi there. Anybody remember Rashi there? Beleivachad ki ishachad beleivachad, with one man with one heart. And then he goes on to say, but every other encampment there were disagreements. But Sinai was unique. Sinai, there was no disagreement. There was complete unity of purpose. So, what does that mean? It means the moment at Sinai was a moment in which there were all of the Jewish people, every single Jew, focused on one thing, Hashem. Focused on one thing, Torah, acceptance of Torah. And there was no disagreement. Ki'ishachad b'levachad, like one man, with one heart. Now, that is a moment in history that happened only once. There was only one time in our entire history as a Jewish people that we agreed on something. Every other encampment, every other golus, you know, we disagree, but one moment we agreed. But that one moment was a moment in which I put my ego aside and my ratzon, my will. You put your will aside. Each person put their own ratzon. We call it hipatlut, negation of self. All my personal desires, aspirations put aside. What do you want, Hashem? And when you have 600,000 people, what do you want, Hashem? That is a moment in history that you cannot forget. Right. Now, and more than that, the total focus of every individual to submit his and her personal ratzon, personal will, to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forged a new bria, a new identity, a new being, something that never existed before. This is actually very important. meaning. Until then, we're 600,000 men, maybe 600,000 women, a few million children, but until then, we're individuals. Maybe we're individuals walking in the path of our fathers, maybe we're individuals that don't quite remember the path of our mothers, but we're all individuals. But at that moment, when everybody's mevatel, everybody's self-negates, says, what do you want, Hashem? That moment of complete focus on Hashem and Torah created a new entity. And that entity is called Klal Yisrael. Now I don't have a million individuals. I have one being, one Bria, Klal Yisrael. And that Klal Yisrael is in an inseparable nation. It's an inseparable nation that's composed of individuals whose identity each becomes part of the Klal, because I have no Ratzon of my own, no will of my own. I submit to the will of God, you submit to the will of God, you submit to the will of God, you submit to the will of God. All together, we've all submitted, we're one part of one new being, and now my identity is no longer just me. Actually, my identity is no longer individual. My identity is part of a Klal. We're part of one being. And each individual, each prat, is only part of the whole. But I have no identity outside of that whole any longer. Does everybody follow? Because this is crucial. I have no identity outside of that cloud. Not possible. And no longer after this moment could any prat, could any individual separate from the cloud. Not possible. To do so would need to separate from his own identity. Like, you know, it would be like, for instance, you know, you know me. You know I'm an extrovert. You've noticed that, right? Working with me, learning with me, right? You know I am an extrovert. Now, you could, if you wanted to, put tape on my mouth, lock me in a closet. Yeah, throw away the key. But inside that closet, I'm still an extrovert. And you can't ever get that out of me. You could shut me up for a while. You know, you get, maybe I'll be quiet for a while, maybe I'll have a short throat, not be able to talk for a while, you know, whatever. But inside, I will always be that extrovert. And that's the same with the Jew. Once we said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we could try to walk away, separate, we could try to not be Jewish, but Nitka, it's stuck in our heart. We are now part of their identity, part of that cloud. And we can never walk away. It's impossible to walk away. Okay. Now that klal is also at that moment of Na'aseh v'nishma, and this is also important, becomes part of two other entities. Becomes part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah. And that's, we have a famous Chazal, Oraita, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Chadu. The Torah, Israel, Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Israel are one. And that means, I no longer am only an individual, that's true. I'm not only a part of a klal, I'm part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm part of Torah. And I can't separate from that. You know, if I had 3 chocolate bars, and I put them in the sun, you know, they'd melt together. No longer can I separate the chocolate bars. Once we have that moment of Sinai, no longer can I separate Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, Chad, one. It's one unit from this moment on. And so a prat, an individual, can never walk away. An individual can try. You know what trying to walk away from Klal Yisrael looks like, by the way? Sin. Chet. Chet is an attempt to walk away from the Klal. To walk away from the commitment, to walk away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, it's an attempt, but I can no longer walk away, then I can walk away from being an extrovert. I can put tape in my mouth and put myself in a closet, but I'm still an extrovert. I could sin, but I'm still a Jew. I could sin al gadol in a very big way, but I'm still a Jew. No matter how much I sin, I'm still a Jew. And I may not even be aware, I may have consciously have forgotten, but Nitka, it's stuck in my heart. Because the moment that Hashem says, Anochi, that union cannot be broken. Now I understand that medrash of Nitka. Right? Says Rav Dessler, we never forget, again, Professor says it before, but now you have neurologists and neuropsychologists that teach us this. A person never really forgets anything. It's somewhere in your memory, it's always there. You may not be conscious, you may not recall, but there's nothing that ever happens to us, nothing we ever see that isn't somewhere in my memory bank. You know, it's like a huge, I was reading the other day, I saw an article about the brain. You know, we have so much memory space in the brain that nobody could ever fill it. It's an interesting thing. There's so much memory, you can fill a computer. You know, and then you need to add more megabytes and gigabytes, whatever you buy, the byte things, you know. But you can never, the brain is so, there's so much storage space there. Okay, some things I put in the back of the brain and I don't remember, but it's there. Nitka, stuck. So now I know what Matan Torah is. Matan Torah is the ichud, the unity, the coming together of Klal Yisrael, the creation of a new Bria. And so what is Egel HaZahav? What is, and you know, we have Matan Torah, and then 40 days later, we have Egel HaZahav, we have the golden calf. So the golden calf is the prototype for sin. What does that mean? Okay, let's see what happens with the golden calf. We'll look at number 5, Shmos Lamed Bet. V'yikach b'yadam v'yatzar oto b'cheret, and he took it, as Aaron took it from their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool. V'yasei egel mismasecha, he made a molten calf. V'yomru, and they said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael asher lucha me'eretz Yisrael. Eile, these are your gods, Israel? How do I know gods? Asher ha'elucha. Because they, he'elu, they took you out of the land of Egypt. Now that word he'elucha is very interesting. Because if it would have said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael asher he'elacha, he'elcha, right, it would be singular. But because it's plural, right, because it's plural, we're no longer talking about one God, we're talking many gods. These are many gods that took you out of the land of Israel. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Vav in He'elucha, that Vav made it possible for Russia to retain his status as Klal Yisrael. Do you understand? Did you must say something to you then?
Like, I made them less at fault.
Made them less at fault. Yes. And I'm going to look at the last five words. I share lucha she'ivu eluchut harbei. Again, plural. They brought you up because they lusted for many gods. Who's they? The Jewish people. Meaning, we could, you know, oftentimes, you know, you go to cities and the Jewish communities have, you know, they make alliances. People within the community make alliances to do various things. So, for instance, you know, you go to a community where they're building a JCC, the Jewish Community Center. Okay, so everybody has a different idea of what they want from the Jewish community. So this one wants swimming, and this one wants single events, and this one wants a nursery school, and this one wants a kosher cafeteria. You know, they have different ideas, and everybody pools their money. And the JCC becomes a community place where everybody gets what they want, but it's not really anybody's real vision of everything they would want, and usually there's a lot of things you don't want there, right, for whatever community you are, right? However, we make alliances, and we build a JCC, okay? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, by the way, but that's what the Egel HaZahav is. I mean, I'm not saying a JCC is an Egel HaZahav, I'm saying a Egel HaZahav is... Like I want a God for fertility, and you want a God, you know, for I don't know, love, and this one wants a God for I don't name something, whatever,
money,
and this one wants a God for fun. So okay, so we're all pitching our gold, and I have a different idea of what I want my God to look like, and you have another idea of what you want your God to look like, and we're pitching our gold. We're building an Egel HaZahav. Halucha me'etz Yisrael. These are your gods who brought you out of Israel, out of Egypt. Your money god brought you, and my fertility god, and your, you know, love god, and your everybody's god brought them out of the land of Egypt. But you know what? We pitched in, so we made an Egel HaZahav. So they built the Egel HaZahav together. So what is the Egel HaZahav? Egel HaZahav is an attempt for each individual to say, I went out. You know what? I said the words Naseh V'Nishma. I heard the words Anochi, but you know what? For right now, I went out. I want to walk away. I want to sin. So the truth is, you can try to sin. You may even succeed at sinning. But you can't walk away. You're stuck. Nitka. Stuck. It's in your brain. You were there. You're part of the Bria. You're part of the new entity. You're part of Pious Love. So what does it look like? It's as if you would have like a rubber band where I could like, I could pull it and I can pull it and I can pull it and I can try to get as far as I want to get. But I'm still part of that original, you know, I'm still point. You know, I can lock myself in a closet, but I'm still an extrovert. I could sin in a big way. I'm still Jewish. So the Ego's Zahav is an attempt of an individual to walk away from his own identity as Klal Yisrael. Right? His own identity is Klal Yisrael. But really, he can't stop being part of Klal Yisrael. Once we all agreed to be part of Klal Yisrael, not one person could disagree. The only way you could possibly disband Klal Yisrael is if we would all get together again and we all agree that we're walking away. Well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And so everyone is stuck. The ones who want to be stuck are stuck, and the ones who don't want to be stuck are also stuck. And what it means is that an individual who sins, still sins, but his identity is still part of Christ. His identity is still part of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Torah. He could never walk away from it. And it will never walk away from him. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not abandon him, and the Torah will not abandon him, and Klal Yisrael will not abandon him, and he cannot abandon us as much as he might try. He can convert out, he can marry out, he can sin out, he can do whatever he wants. He's still Jewish. Still part of that rubber band, chocolate bar, whatever image I want to use here. I'll look at another medrash that kind of says it in a different way. Number 7, Shmos Rabbah. Okay, this is right into the golden calf, right? And Hashem says to Moshe, leave me alone. Now, we all know the famous Rashi, we're not doing that one now. Like when God says, leave me alone, patach, petach shal tshuva patach lo kadosh baruch hu. Hashem gave Moshe an opening for tshuva. Anochi Hashem Elokecha b'Sinai, I am the Lord your God, b'Sinai l'Moshe, b'Sha'asha asu Yisrael ha'egel, he gave an opening with those words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Now, what's the opening? B'Sha'asha asu Yisrael ha'egel, when Israel made when they made the golden calf, Moshe mefayis et Elokim, Moshe tried to argue with God, to appease God, and Hashem wouldn't hear him. Moshe's arguing with God and arguing. He says, look, you can't. You took him out of Egypt, and what would the Goyim say, and this and that, and you know. He's arguing, and God, you know, says, I don't care. They sinned. Oh, God, go in a big way. And only 40 days later, they sinned. Amar lo. So God says to Moshe, Esha shalom aser bahem midat hadin, ashibitlu al hadibur et hadibur. Is it possible, God says, that I shouldn't do justice, that they have negated, they've broken the commandment? Is it possible that I wouldn't do justice, God says? Amar Moshe. Here's Moshe's argument. Ribono Olam, Master of the World, kach amarta b'Sinai. Didn't you say at Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha? I am the Lord, your God. Now here we're going to focus on the word Elokecha. The end of the word Cha is plural singular. Singular. I am the Lord, your singular God. Elohechem lo nemar. You didn't say your plural gods. Lo li amarta, weren't you speaking to me? God, Moshe says. When you said Elokecha, weren't you speaking to me? Shem alahem amarta, were you speaking to them? You didn't speak in the plural. Here I was. I'm up at Sinai. You know, you're saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And you're talking to me. And I am up here as the legal representative of the Jewish people. I have power of attorney. They all, at the bottom of the mountain, entrusted me with the power of attorney, and you, therefore, spoke to me in the singular, but I was representing the masses. Did I break the commandment? Did you see me worshipping the golden calf? You didn't see that. Etmaha. So that is how he argued. He said, look, you know, as long as one Jew, first of all, he says, as long as I, who's representative of the Jews, keep the commandments, so Klal Yisrael still exists. But the truth of the matter is, even beyond that, not everybody worshipped the Negel HaZahav. Not everybody sinned. Not everybody worshipped the golden calf. Whoever did worship, okay, he tried to separate from the Klal. He tried to stretch the rubber band. But he's still part of Klal Yisrael. As long as I, Moshe, didn't abrogate my power of attorney, you, God, are stuck. As long as there were Jews who didn't worship the golden calf, who remained loyal to Klal Yisrael, to their internal essence, you, God, are stuck. You cannot forget. You cannot abandon. That's the deal. We're stuck. You're stuck. You hear that argument? Beautiful argument. So, and not only that, but since all of our identities changed to be part of Klal Yisrael, tshuva is not only possible, it's probable. It's probable that at some point I'll remember who I am. At some point I'll come back to my roots, to my connection, to my shofar bar. I'm God, I'm Torah, I'm Klal Yisrael. At some point, the return to my natural status and identity as a member of Klal Yisrael is likely. So, that word Anokhi, whenever you see that word Anokhi in Medrash, by the way, that's it represents all these ideas. The oneness of God, the acceptance of Torah, the Klal Yisrael. So now if I look at the idea of exile, Golus. So, I have another understanding of what Golus is. Golus is, even if we wander far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are never fully separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when the Jewish people say, when Hashem, you've abandoned us, you've forgotten us, God says, what are you talking about? I could never abandon you, forgotten you. Weren't you at Sinai? Weren't you part of Klal Yisrael? I never forgot you. I never abandoned you. And we find tremendous comfort in that. Right? We may be far away. I always like to think of it sort of as a mirror. You know, if you're looking in front of the mirror and you're looking at yourself, and then you step back from the mirror, you're farther away from the image, and the image is like smaller. So, you know, Hashem, we are like, we're a mirror. We look at Hashem. We walk away. Hashem's still there, but like, we're farther. It feels like this, but Hashem is still there. We still have that relation. Nitka, it's stuck in our hearts. It's stuck in His heart. So, on the pasuk Nachamu, Nachamu, the beautiful medrash, Nachamu, Nachamu, be comforted, be comforted. And let's see if we can find it. Yeah, number 9. Rabbi Berechia b'shem Rabbi Levi says the following. Amar mashal ma'adavar v'melech. To what is this thing similar? V'melech shehaya lo kerem. To a king that had a vineyard. Masru mo le'ariso. He gave over his vineyard to his tenant farmer. V'kad havei aviv. And his v'kad havei aviv chomer tav. Hu amar ma bish chamadit rishi. And when the tenant farmer made good wine, he would say, how good is the wine? But when his tenant made bad wine, he would say when his tenant made good wine, he would say, how good is my wine? But when his tenant made bad wine, he would say, how bad is my tenant's wine? Amar lo ha'arif, Adoni ha'melech, my master the king, kata be'tav didech, kata habe bish didi, was he said, the tenant said, wait, when the wine is good, my king, it's your wine? And the wine is bad, my king, it's my wine? Bein tav, bein bish, didechu. What is good or bad, it's yours. Kach b'tchil amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, v'atal l'chavash l'chachai al paro, v'yotzei etami. In the beginning, Hashem says to Moshe, go to Paro and take out my nation. Hotzei etami, take out my people. B'nei Yisrael. Yekevan she'oto otam Hashem, but from the time they did the sin, Makati, what does it say? It says to man, Lech reiki shichet amcha, Moshe, go down, because your people have sinned. Amar Moshe, yeah. Amar Moshe, b'nei kadosh baruch hu. God said, Moshe says, b'nei kadosh baruch hu, ribono shel olam, master of the universe. Ad inun chatayin didi, the kad inun zakayin didech, but when they sin, they're mine, and when they merit, they're yours. Ela ben zakayin ben chayavin didech inun. But whether this is obviously Aramaic, but whether they merit or they sin, they're yours, God. She'enem Mars, it says, V'heim amcha v'nachlatcha, says that they are your people and your inheritance. Lama Hashem yecharabcha v'amcha? Why should you be angry at your people, God, Moshe says. Don't tell me they're my people. Mech, go down to your people. Moshe says right back to him. Why are you mad at your people? Right? They're your people. Even when Hashem is angry with us, even when we did the wrong thing, we're His people. We're stuck, He's stuck. There's never disconnection that includes divine disconnection. Whether we merit it, or chas v'shalom we don't merit it, Hashem is always with us, and we are always part of Him. And so, you know, we understand the pasuk, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, be comforted my people, which is of course the Haftarah we say after Tisha B'Av, but really it's about God. It's like, here we are, you know, we walk into God, we say, Hashem, you've abandoned us, you've forgotten us. And the prophet says, Nachamu, Nachamu, like, be comforted. You're always Ami. You're always my people. It's true you're in Golis, it's true there's terror, it's true you're scared, it's true, you know, there's problems, you know, Mila Jan is over there, like, be Ami. You're my people. And even if you walk away, and even if you separate, and even if you stretch that rubber band, and even if you try not to be Jewish, you're my people. Ami. And ultimately, you'll return. Because people are who they are inside. They return to their essence at some point in time. So, we can, Netzach Yisrael, we're, you know, the course of Netzach, the eternity of Israel, can never really walk away. So, what is Golus? Golus is the temporary distancing. Hester Panim, God's hiding His face, is the temporary hiding. It feels like He forgot, but He's there. Mitka, He's stuck, we're stuck. Right? It feels like He's far, but He's not. And this state that we call Golus, exile, is actually not only temporary, you know, it's going on a long time now, it's actually an illusion. It's not really Golus. I'm walking away from the mirror, but the mirror is still there. I'm walking away from Hashem, but He's still there. He never forgot. He never put it aside. And again, when I look back at that question of, like, what's God forgetting and what's God's not forgetting, God's forgetting is, I'm not going to relate to you as sinners. I'm always going to relate to you as Anochi. He's always going to relate to us as Anochi. As people said, Nasa v'nishma. People became a klal and part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and part of Torah. Right? So there will come a time, we have a promise from Hosea, Vayam Yishpar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam, that our numbers will be like the sand on the sea, asher lo yimod v'lo yisaper, that cannot be measured or counted. And instead of saying, instead of the nations of the world that say, Lo ami, you're not my people, it will be said of you, you are children of the living God. All the nations of the world, they could say, oh, the Jewish people are not part of God. Lo ami, they say. They say, they're not my people. But there will come a time that everybody will recognize the internal status of the Jewish people, that you are the Jewish people. And the temporary external status of sin, did you hear what I just said? The temporary external status of sin, because that's not who we really are, that will be revealed as a lie. And the internal status of Anochi, of acceptance, will become apparent to us and to everybody. And not only that, but all of the Yisurei HaGalut, everything we've suffered in exile, whether that's individual or whether that is national, will also be revealed retroactively as Hashem being right there. What feels like distance, what feels like like Hashem has abandoned me, forgotten me. It will be revealed to me on a personal level and to us on a national level that God was there. Maybe I was distant, but God was there. And here I have a beautiful the Gemara on the pasuk Vayah Hashem Lamelech HaKol HaAretz, Pesach in number 11. Vayah Hashem Lamelech HaKol HaAretz Vayomahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ishmachad. Very famous pasuk. And God will be king over all the land. On that day, God will be one, and His name will be one. And the Gemara asks the question: Ito inu lavechad, but He's not one now. Like it's more than one God. What are you talking about? Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. So Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina comes up with an answer. Lo ka'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Ha'olam hazeh abesarot tavot omer baruch atov ameitiv. In this world, when things that happen that are good, we say, Baruch HaTov, God is good and does good. Something good happens, you say, Baruch HaTov V'Hameitiv. God is good and does good. Rabbi Sok wrote, but in this world, when something bad happens, we say, Baruch Dayan Amet. He said, blessed is the true judge. We accept God's judgment. You know, it's hard, we accept it. We don't say, Baruch Tov V'Hameitiv, if something bad happens. We say, but Lolam Haba, in the next world, there's only one bracha. And that is, Kulo Hatova Metiv. Everyone's going to say God is good and does good. Now that's very beautiful, except nothing happens in the next world. What does it mean? In this world we say Baruch Dayan Amen when bad things happen. In the next world we'll say when bad things happen we'll say Hatova Metiv. So how do I understand that? So here's how I understand it. I think it's the Meshech Chachma who explains it. He says the following. Look, in this world I react with the way it feels to me. It feels good, I say a bracha. It feels bad, I accept. But there will come a time, and we have a promise, that God will show us that everything bad that happened to us was good. We will watch ourselves suffering in this world and we'll say, oh my gosh, that was fabulous. I mean, it didn't feel that way at the time, but now I see the internal love Hashem was showing me through those yisurim. It's an outrageous statement, but I could say it, even though you don't feel it in your heart, but you feel it in your head. We could watch ourselves walking into a gas chamber at Auschwitz and say, Hatov v'hameitiv. That's something I'll never be able to say in this world. Because in this world, it just feels bad. In the next world, I'll understand that all the bad things that happened to me were good, because Hashem was always there, because He didn't abandon me, He didn't forget me. We have an internal relationship of anochi, of God, acceptance of God. Hashem remembers the sacrifices that we gave Him, and He remembers our early romance, our loyalty, our closeness, and that is the real relationship. Marriage, sometimes you have a fight with your husband, you know? You have a fight with your husband. So is that the real relationship? If the relationship, what happens after the fight? What's the real relationship? The relationship is the love. And then the fight is that something that, you know, you have to work something out. But what's the real relationship here? That's what God says. Okay, we had a fight. We're still married. You know, it's up the next morning, you're still there. And I'm going to make you breakfast. Right? I wish this on you. Yeah. And maybe I'll bring you to bed and everything will be very nice. But you'll first watch Megamasa. Anyway, in some ways, I always know that Hashem will never abrogate on His contract with us. He will never abrogate. We have an internal status as a Klal Yisrael, as somebody united, as a being united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, and that can never be uprooted. That is permanent and internal, and it will never be changed. Any more than we can change our internal personality. Sin, on the other hand, is temporary, illusionary. It's an attempt to walk away. But it never, ever defines me or us. And likewise, we have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. That the eternity of Israel will never abandon. That Hashem will never abandon us. Nitzah, he's also stuck. And there are times when we suffer greatly. And Thank God, you know, right now things are quiet. But there are times we suffer greatly. But we have a promise that no matter what happens, and no matter how much we suffer, and no matter how many people, Chas v'Shalom, get hurt, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. The continuity of Israel is eternal. Hashem has promised we have a unique relationship with Him, and He will never walk away from us. Thank you very much.